Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
There's other clubs out there too, and I will find them.
And I will come for you.
Talk to them. I'm not scared.
I look like the female Shrek.
You do, actually. As I opened the car, I went, bleh.
London City versus Portugal.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Life's a Pitch with me, Lucy Quinn, and Rusha Littlejohn. Today, there's loads of football chat to catch up on after a very busy couple of weeks. We're also going to be marking the release of EAFC 25 with a game of higher or lower on the stats, so that'll be embarrassing. And, of course, our red card of the week and just lots of general rubbish, really. So, Rush, start us off with some rubbish.
Oh, how are you?
Yeah, I'm a little tired. I don't think I was. Obviously, I'm a year older now as well. It's been a free game week even. Bit leggy.
How's the body actually feeling? Like you said, free game week. That's you now nearly 40.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
I'm okay, to be fair. I did have like... Yesterday, we had a training session and that was like the leggiest I felt. And I think that's also because mentally you know that you're about to have a day off. I don't know if you ever get that.
Well, I was just... going to ask you, now that you are another year older,
yeah.
Do you not feel like you should take like a leaf out of my book and like maybe not train every day?
Yeah, just pick and choose.
You know I like to preach about this, so...
Yeah, I'm going to have a complete lifestyle change now. I'm going to get the bike and just have my off feet days where you just sit on the bike
because mm-hmm.
you like to do that.
You work on other things.
Yeah, you know? I might have 2 days off, one day on. I'd probably chat to the staff at Blues. I'll be like, Hope, listen, we all know... I could just turn up on a game day and it would be fine. So yeah, no, I'll ask her.
I think it's something you should really consider.
And is that what you're still doing?
Yes, I am.
Pulling your finger out anytime soon?
Well, I'm back running on a pitch. So right. I think I've done, was that session 4? I've got 3 more sessions this week. And then I'll integrate. Good word.
Yeah.
Thanks. Back with the team.
Do they remember who you are?
No. No, the manager went by me and Megan Campbell the other day. And he was
thought
like,
you were fans.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
You who are yous? I was like... back soon.
Yeah, what?
But yeah.
And Meg as well, when's she back?
She'll hopefully be back the other side of the international break if all goes to plan, maybe.
Okay.
So another few weeks for both of us, but we're getting there. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Well, look, like you said, you don't need to be in every day,
I don't see the point in it, to be honest. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm nearly 40, so yeah. I just like to... What's important? Is it the game or is it training on a Wednesday? You tell me. I think it's the game, so I just think if I'm... fit and healthy and full of life for the game. Even if I'm on the bench, you'll still be fresher.
You can still influence.
Exactly.
But just being there.
You want something to happen? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need me? Come on. I'll come on.
I'll do it.
Yeah. So that's how I see the game now.
And speaking of the game, you had a very good result.
We did. Portugal actually... Portugal...
You okay?
London City versus Portugal!
Actually got my 85th cap at the weekend, if you're asking. Yeah, so we didn't play Portugal. We played Portsmouth. Very similar.
Very similar climates all that, as well, yeah.
Yeah, they actually played a very high line.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly high.
Oh. Were you 4 at the back or 5 at the back?
4,
oh.
I think. Who really knows?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying that much attention. But I had a very, very high line. But you're kind of looking at the side going, okay... they'll maybe drop off a bit now, but I think the manager was really adamant that he wanted them to play that high line. So we got a lot of joy from it, I would say. And you'll obviously remember, like, Izzy Goodwin from last season, she caused havoc, and that was her type of game. So
yeah, she caused havoc
for her,
again.
She caused havoc. Four goals. So great for her. That's her off the mark. Flying.
Yeah, I was going to say, she hadn't scored yet, had she?
No, but I think that's her now top scorer in the league.
Because I was saying to someone the other day, like, what a good signing she was. Cause I didn't realise how young she was as well. So she's got loads of time
to develop.
And obviously, she's super athletic already. Like, and then I said to someone the other day, like, oh, yeah, I don't think she's scored yet. But as soon as she gets one, she'll like get one every week. And then she got four in a game. And so, I just thought, all right.
I've arrived.
Calm down. Yeah, so, hello.
Yeah, so no, that was really, really pleased for her because she's such a good kid.
You know,
she's funny. Yeah, you'd like her. You got on good with her. She's a little giggle. That was good. So nice game, nice win, nice to get a few points on the board. Obviously, we slipped up the following week against Sunderland. So
yes,
you know yourself, Sunderland, hard place to go.
Was that a league game?
That was a league game, right. Yeah. Same week that yous had a little slip up too.
Yeah, literally.
Yous were away too.
Yeah, to Durham. It's very similar. You can't go that far north and have everything go your way.
No.
It's just impossible. We said this before with Maisie about you just get past the Midlands and it's just a different world up there.
Yeah, things just go tits up.
Yeah, literally.
But credit to Durham, credit to Sunderland. Mm-hmm. They make their home grounds like a real fortress for them. So
it works for them because
they
do that and they pick up so many points and then they're consistently just there annoying teams at like the top of the table. So
yeah,
fair play to them.
But we've both, you know, we've recovered. We got back to winning ways.
Just?
What do you mean just? Really?
Oh, yeah, no, then we had Blackburn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry. Yeah, I forgot. Because we had some Conti Cup games.
That's right.
League Cup games. What's it called these days?
Whatever, Conti Cup.
Cup games.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cup games? Conti Cup? It's Conti Cup, isn't it?
I don't know. World Club World Cup games.
Maybe when we're big time enough, we'll sponsor a cup.
Oh,
and it'll be like Life's a Pitch Cup.
That would be unbelievable. We could have like the trophy and be at all the games.
Yeah, just build a big bin chicken. That'd be lovely.
I don't think any of the teams would want to enter, to be fair.
Well,
we could pitch it to them, could say. Mm-hmm. We beat Blackburn 2-0. Christy Murray with the big header. I don't know if you've seen it. She just did so well to just run across the defender and get up, and she actually, like, doesn't just hit her. Do you know what I mean? Great goal.
I think everyone assumes, because people are small, they're not good in the air, but I think then Christy's worked
really
extra hard at that because she's always been really good.
She just gets stuck in,
but it's her timing.
Yeah.
She's so good that she's all about timing, and she wants it. So
I was actually just about to say that. I think she's such a good example of like timing, technique. It's not going too soon, is it? Because you're like worried about them getting there. She just got up like an absolute salmon.
Yeah. I just go rushes.
Yeah, I don't even do that. I'm always like, oh, I can't.
Christy Murray also milestone.
Yeah.
What was that? 100?
Well, no, now it's like 102.
102.
She's already, nearly at 200.
Nice.
She got that Durham away, I think. But then obviously because Blackburn was a home game, there was a nice little like shirt presentation. But I said to her, I can't believe it's only 100. Like in my mind, she's been there for so many years and she's played about 1,000 games.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously deserves it. But I just can't believe she's not already on like 150, to be honest.
Well, watch this space. I'm sure she'll get there.
She won't stop. She'll be one of those.
Yeah.
She'll be like 47 and she'll still be absolutely running rings around people.
She'll be playing wheelchair football. I think that'll...
She won't stop.
Yeah.
Well, she wants to be a manager, doesn't she? But she'll be like a player manager.
Well, not a manager.
She likes coaching.
Lucy, off!
Watch
I'm
this.
On.
I'll do it. Oosh. She probably will. And I'll be like, fair play.
Yeah.
Sit on the bench.
Nice.
So, you've moved up to fourth.
Yep.
Joint with us on points. Neighbour. I'll be friendly about it now, but at the end we're going to fall out at the end of the season. So yeah, you've had a good start. Obviously Izzy's come good with the goals.
Yes.
Talk me through some other players that have just been like game changers for you.
I think we've got a very strong squad.
Here we go.
Right now. However, we have been struggling lately
with
a few injuries. We've got quite a few injuries, but it's not ideal. But that's why we've got a big squad, isn't it? You know, everyone's going to come in and do their job. So yeah, obviously we've seen the likes of... Islani, like she's a quality player. I think when she's on the ball, it almost looks like she'll make something happen.
Yeah.
So it's important to keep her fit, keep her, you know, manager. But for the big games, obviously,
we'll
probably be looking to her to perform.
And how have they just on that? Like how have like her and obviously a few of the other maybe Swedish or like international players that have come in, how have they found the league? Have they said like the physicality and do you know what I mean? Have they been surprised by it?
Do you know what? I don't think we'd really spoke about it. I think when they came over, they don't even know who I am, to be honest.
Anyway.
before the league had started, we'd had a few chats and they had asked about the league, so we'd warn them, like, yeah, there's some games that will be very scrappy.
Do you like boxing? Do you like wrestling?
Do you like flying? Do you like flying in the air? So I think a few of them maybe getting a little bit of a taste of that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've spoken going up north. That's a nice wee welcome up there. So, but that's the way it is. They get back up and go again. I think they're all very driven and they're like, right, okay, obviously the Sunderland defeat wasn't what we wanted. But I think we actually, I watched the highlights back and we created so many chances.
Was it a last minute goal that you conceded? Or am I thinking of a different game?
No, that wasn't a last minute one. No.
But there was a penalty save as well, no?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, you're probably right. I think there was a penalty right at the end of the game.
Right at the end, yeah.
And Emily saved it. So, but we created a lot of chances, just couldn't score. You're watching them back and you're going, how has something not went in, you know? But you're more concerning when you're not creating chances. So, but yeah, look, the girls, there's a few other girls that have came in. We've got Charlene Myong, and she is rock solid.
Really?
She's a very technical player. But she is... Like, people probably try to put her in there and they'll be ending up on the ground. She's very strong, very strong. And then we've got Julia Roder. Again, she's another Swedish, but she's like nails in the midfield.
Right.
Very sturdy, athletic.
Well,
does all the dirty work. Well, I mean, if she's ever there beside me, she'll know I won't be running. So
she can do that.
I'll just be standing there.
Just directing.
Pointing, clapping. Hey. So, look, I think experienced players, you've got to be... There's probably an element of like, okay, this is it. I look back to last season and at London City and there was a few games where I was like, oh, God, this is like anti-football.
Yeah.
But if you're going to win that league, you've got to get stuck in and win ugly at
times. Well, I think that's the thing. It's win ugly, but it's also like you're not going to win every game. I think obviously the investment and stuff that have gone into certain teams, like not just ours, are crazy, but like... That doesn't just win you things overnight. Obviously, like, go into those places that are championship teams that have earned their stripes. They're good at what they do. They're hard places to go. So, like, I think it's, like, knowing the balance of, like, yeah, sometimes you've got to win ugly. But also, that's not always going to happen. I think it's how you react. Because, like, we've spoken before about, like, going on a spiral then.
Yeah.
Just loss after loss after loss. But you've just got to, like, bounce back, I suppose.
I mean, you look at Palace last season. They dropped a lot of points. Yeah, they did. They were in it till the end. Yeah. And
we always talk about how competitive it's getting. So there are going to be, like, four or five teams nicking points off of each other, like, consistently. I think it would just be a little bit naive to be like, oh, we're just going to breeze this because we've got, like, one of the biggest squads or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you say, it happened with Palace. Lost some games, still got promoted. So.
I mean, that's fine for touching that. Durham and Sunderland will always take points from teams.
So good at
big teams, no matter who they are, they will always take points when they play at their home pitch. So I'm sure there'll be a few teams dropping points along the way.
Yeah.
But you've got to be in it to win it. So hopefully
it's
interesting.
Win it to win it.
No, we weren't doing that. That's not what we were doing. Okay, it's not about you, it's about the team. So how's it been at Blues? Anything interesting happening? Anything you want to fill me in on?
Is there actually anything interesting? I'm just trying to think. Who have I pissed off this week?
Yeah.
Because they're always the best stories. Yeah. No, obviously it's been busy. Three games. We had Brighton in like our midweek cup game. Lost 3-0. It was frustrating because we were very like resilient. Like we had a game plan and it was tiring to be without the ball at times. But we actually had some very good chances going forward.
Yeah.
Like a few counterattacks that were actually pretty good. Like a cross that went to the back post that like someone just didn't get to and shot on the edge of the box that went just over and stuff like that. And then they scored from a corner and then from a free kick. And then I think there was like an open play goal. So it was frustrating, but obviously they're a very good team to play and we rotated a lot. And I have to say like the girls that haven't been playing the past 2-3 weeks that came in were like brilliant. And a lot of them did 90 minutes just out of nowhere. So credit to those girls for keeping themselves ticking over and ready, and they were really good. The way they move the ball and the quality of players they've got, it is nice to have in there in between a couple of championship games. So if you were to go on, obviously you're not going to, but if you were going to go on and get promotion this year, do you think that you could just slot back into the WSL, or is that a bit too big of a jump for you these days?
I think if you're being realistic, I think it would be disrespectful of me to sit here and talk about Palace and say, you know, they have to do this, do that, they need to go into a lower block to survive. I just think, yeah, if we're being realistic, there is a jump now. There is a huge jump between the Championship and WSL. But it's getting there. The gap is closing. But I do think when you go up to that league, you've got to kind of earn your stripes again.
Yeah, definitely.
And survive, stay in the league, and then you start to build on that. I'm sure if London City were to get promoted, there would be probably they'd be going after new signings again. And again, that takes time. There's obviously a lot of players that came in this season.
Yeah.
So that takes time to transition. You need to get people to settle in. But the football played, it's a better quality of football.
Yeah, of course.
It's faster, better tempo. Again, now you've got players coming in from all over the world. So yes, at the same time, they have to settle into the league and learn to kind of play that style. But then they bring that sort of technical element to the game. A lot of them bring a lot of quality.
It's just that they're so clinical. Like
that's
those WSL teams and these forwards that are coming in. You just watch it and you're like, she's just literally put that top bins. Like Liverpool, free kick the other day. I don't know if you saw that against Spurs.
No.
Oh, gosh, you haven't. It's like we...
Yeah.
We have
that,
like,
well, that one,
a football podcast.
Yeah, that one. The one where she scored it.
Yeah, you know that Liverpool free kick.
Yeah, the top bin.
Yeah, that top
bin. Yeah, that
one.
Yeah.
Wait, the right.
On the right top
yeah,
bin.
Yeah,
net rattle. She'd seen that.
Anyway, like, it is just, like, the clinical, the technique, and obviously, like, the game is different. But my thing is always, like, nobody ever has the right to tell a team or a player that they can't necessarily do it. Because it's only when you're thrown in there that you have to learn on the job very quickly. But I think, obviously, players in the Championship that have got the potential, you never know what happens when you put them in there.
Oh, no, like, I'm not saying people don't... They can't be there or don't deserve to be there. They do, but I think you've got to kind of earn the right to
belong there.
And
you have to learn. I think if you don't learn quick, then you're probably... It's not going to be, like, the longest.
I mean, go back to the pre-season not long ago there. We played Spurs, and I was watching that game, and we played really well.
Yeah.
Like, we were controlling... We had large periods with the ball, and then when you switch off, goal.
Yeah,
it's like the clinical finishing. It just takes one chance, and it's a goal.
But this is what I'm saying about our game as well. The other day, because we played a couple of WSL teams in pre-season as well, and obviously there's moments where you, like, hold your own, and you're on top, because that's just football. Anyone can beat anyone, and that's why we love it. But, like, even in that cup game on the Wednesday night, if we'd have taken those two chances, the game could have gone completely differently. They go the other end and score, and everything changes. So it's just like what you say as well. It is just that clinical in the final third that I think.
I would still like to see. I know that there's maybe whispers, not confirmed. I'm just hearing these whispers and I don't know if they're true or not.
Right.
But they're saying that potentially two or three teams could go up. I would love to see that.
I think if teams
are backing their women's team and we're trying to grow the league, because I know there's this other thing about the congestion and the fixture calendar, but I'm like, that's only affecting the top three clubs.
Yeah,
It's not affecting the people with the, like... We don't have enough games.
Yeah, there's not enough.
We've
games
not got enough
people,
games.
Yeah.
We've got a bye week coming up this week.
Yeah.
Because obviously Reading went out of the league and we didn't bring anyone else in. And I get it might have been rush time and stuff like that. But I do think we need more games. And yes, the top teams, they have to find something that works for them, because obviously theirs is
different,
a lot more demanding. But how do we make it even for all the teams? But it'd be great to see two or three more teams coming up, especially
with
the backing.
Two or three come down, or just keep growing?
No, I think grow the league
right
now. Grow the league. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say it again. We've said it here before. If the teams aren't interested, i.e. West Ham, because they don't give a women's team, then get them out. Get them gone. And it's not about the players. I think the players, like, they should be able to play, and they're playing, they're taking the opportunity. Yeah. They're at a club like West Ham. When they come chapping, yes, players are going to sign for them, and I think they're abusing that. Do you know what I mean? So it's for me,
people
I'm
are
not
desperate
for
the opportunity to
you
showcase
want an opportunity.
Themselves.
You want to play in WSL?
Yeah.
But I'm just like, get behind them and do what's right.
But I just feel like we could be talking about the weather and you'd find a way to bring West Ham into it.
So. There's other clubs out there too, and I will find them.
And I will come for you.
Talk to them. I'm not scared. I'll say it how it is. I'm like the Roy Keane of the women's game.
You look like Roy Keane.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's quite handsome.
You played like him as well.
Oh. Yeah. When I can move.
Yeah. Bit of a psychopath. So moving on to red card of the week. I'm going to give the red card to myself because it was my birthday.
Yes.
When we played Durham. And I was the player that fell over, lost the ball. They countered, scored, and they lost 1-0. And it's not... we lost 1-0, obviously. It's not funny. It's not funny. But...
It's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
No.
Yeah, I take my job very seriously. But I'm still going to claim, like, it was a foul. Like, I got fouled. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone down. And you could hear it. It's a foul.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
However, I'm not going to look at it like that. I'm going to look at it as got to move the ball quicker, got to be more careful in that area. They won't go down the other end and score. Do you know what I mean? But worst birthday I've had in a long time, because you know that one with Durham as well, when it's your birthday and you've got cake on the bus and you've got to sit there for 4 hours knowing that you are that one girl that everybody on that bus hates. No one's spoken to me since. Nobody had any cake.
Yeah.
I got home, had more wrinkles, more stress, more grey hair than ever. And then I ate the whole cake.
And peed. It just, consequences, yeah. Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bex wouldn't look at me.
She did, right?
Wouldn't talk to me. I had to stay in a hotel. Wouldn't let me in the house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my red card. Just the worst birthday I've had in a while.
Okay, well, mine's is... it's me. My red card goes... It goes to... me. You know me, I was on my health kick. And you know, like that, every now and then I need to just have a blowout. So I've done my 2 weeks health kick. And it's got to the end of it. And me, I don't want to name any names. We headed out for a bit of bonding.
Big night out
just,
in the town.
Bit of fun. And there's me saying, I'm not going to club. I'm not going to club. I'm nearly 40. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But then I was kind of, I think I was kind of like, what do you call that? Blackmailed into it. I would say I was blackmailed into it.
Peer pressure. Or was it actual blackmail?
I think it was a bit of blackmail, yeah.
Okay.
I went to the club and I thought, oh, why am I here? Honest to God, how am I sitting here?
When you looked around, was it just like 18-year-olds?
Not actually, no. Like, obviously, you're in London and it's one of those bougie clubs, so it's like everyone's looking at me. Oh, so 18-year-olds
can't afford it.
I actually think there was like NFL players in that in there because they were all height and
ceiling
and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because they were in... Yeah, they were in London.
A few footballers, same old, that
scene. Did you speak to anyone? Get any numbers?
No, I could be arsed, no.
Any sperm?
No. But at that point, I think I was in there and I was like... I didn't even have anywhere to sit, so I was pissed off at that. I'm like standing, like, ugh. People are bumping into you. And I'm like, ugh. So like that wasn't bad enough. Then I was driving home the next day from being somewhere, won't say where. And all the way home, nearly, was about to park the car. And I was like, oh, oh no. And I had to just went, pulled in, handbrake, parking brake on. As I opened the car, I went bleh, onto the concrete. It was splashing out everywhere, and I was like, closed the door again, got round the back of the car, and I'm chucking it everywhere. There's cars driving by, there's joggers driving by.
Yeah.
So I thought, yeah, I'm nearly 40. I went out for a civilised night, and I've ended up absolutely hanging out my arsehole. Not big, not clever, but I'm back on another cleanse, and hopefully my next cleanse at the end of that, I won't be in a bloody nightclub.
I mean, it really, when you get older, it really does. It takes its toll on you more, definitely. Like 3 days sometimes, I'm thinking, I've only had one glass of wine with dinner.
There's no need to be out at that time. I hate clubs. I actually hate clubs.
We were saying this at Blues, like the next thing we do, we're going to go to the pub and like have a drink and actually like chat to each other. Like, what is the point of going to a club anymore?
You're screaming at each other.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, me and Lou are like, oh my God, it's so loud in here. I can't even hear you. And there's kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, we're going to talk about the EAFC 25. Obviously, we've been on the game previously, and we're going to go through our stats, which will get nice and competitive. Is it a game that you play? Have you ever played?
Okay, so back in the day, I used to sit in my room after school and I'd play the PlayStation. What did you have?
Was it like a PS1?
So
The grey one.
I didn't have that one. No. I had a Nintendo. That, what was that? Nintendo 64 or 94?
Something like
what
that.
Was it?
What's you are old.
Who really knows?
64?
What is it? 94 or 60? Who even knows? God, that's going way back. So that was my first, like, I had a Sega Mega Drive before that.
Yeah. You are. Yeah, like, I'm a different world.
What?
I think my first one was like a PS4, and it was like... Like the long black ones.
Was that a PS3 or a PS4?
PS4.
Right, well.
No, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it was PS3, but then a newer one maybe came out. So I would have been of that time, and that's when I was mad into playing
right.
the old football.
Were you
I used to sit in the loft, and my nanny had gave me a chair, and it was a rocking chair. And I used to sit in a rocking chair playing my football. Loved it. But I stopped playing that then, like, when you were in high school or something, I think I'd stopped playing. So I stopped the game in, like, young enough.
I think it just annoyed me. I'd just be like, do you know what? I'm just going to go outside and actually play with my mates. Yeah, but I guess it is part of growing up, like you did play it. Okay, so before we go on to our game of higher or lower, we're going to have a look at what our characters look like. Let's see how sexy we are. So, Rusha, you can go first. Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. Over there. Oh,
that's absolutely shocking.
That looks nothing like you.
What's going on with my barnet? Why is it way back there? It's like if I had a hair transplant and it's like...
It's a different colour.
It's a different colour. Yeah, that looks absolutely nothing like me.
No, that doesn't look anything
I think
like.
I remember that. Yeah, it's not me, is it? I'm much better looking like that. It looks like I've got stubble. Why have I got facial hair?
Why have you got mustache?
Why have I got a beard? What's that about?
Because the people have seen you and gone, right, I'm going to make a character that looks exactly like her. They've given you a stubble. Did you not do that thing where you had to sit? You had to sit with all those cameras.
A big waste of bloody time that was, wasn't
it? Yeah, because
what is that?
Are they supposed to take how many pictures? They take like 1,000 pictures, like the side of your face, the front, the back. Well, I don't know why I take pictures.
Waste
of the
time.
Back. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, clearly. Right. Let's see it. She can't be much better. Come on. Oh, yes. By the way, I like that you've got no teeth and that you've had your lips done.
Yes, I look like the female Shrek.
You do, actually.
And what is with the neck hump?
Oh, yeah. I can't. Yeah, you...
Wow, I tell you
are
what.
Are we actually quite similar?
Do I?
No, I've got teeth. I love that you've lost your teeth, actually. I really enjoy that.
And why are the lips like that? To be fair, I think it's spot on. I think it looks exactly like me. I'll take that. I'm flattered. They got the freckles.
Yeah, at least you've got the freckles, but...
At least my hair colour's the right colour.
The filler's good. I'm actually thinking about maybe getting some filler.
Oh, okay.
But at least you're ahead of me. This is you, like, next year.
I don't know why I've got big ears.
I didn't want to bring that into but you've got a set of lugs on you too.
I don't know if I can look at myself. I kind of make myself sick.
I think it's the beard.
I'm the bearded lady. I don't like it. So.
To be fair, I feel like when I turn around and look at it, it's like looking in the mirror.
I feel like
be
you
honest.
Actually look like someone, but I don't know who. Wah.
I've got my sideburns.
Yeah.
And everything. Yeah. I'm happy with that. The lip filler's a bit too much. I wouldn't go
I
that
don't know.
Much.
I think, yeah, why not? Like, if we're going to be doing this a bit more often, we're probably going to start looking the part. So maybe we have to... I mean, I have threatened that I'm going to get the fillers soon.
Don't do it.
Why not?
Why? What's wrong with your lip?
I just think that my top lip goes missing when I'm speaking. And it kind of is pissing me off. And Baby G.
Oh,
Baby
yeah.
G says it.
Oh, don't start.
So, yeah.
Don't
I'm
start.
I'm getting a bit self-conscious.
Baby G's top lip definitely doesn't go missing. So, obviously, she's going to say that because she's... It's just a joke. So, that's enough of that embarrassment. Should we see how embarrassing our stats are?
Yes.
So, basically, how this game is going to work is I'm going to read out a stat. So, for example, my shooting is rated at 68. And is Rusha's strength higher or lower than this?
Okay.
So we're going to discuss if it is and why we think so.
Okay.
Do you
think I follow.
Do you understand the game?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Right. Okay, so let's do that first one then. So Lucy's shooting is rated at 68.
Right.
Which has already pissed me off, but whatever. Yeah. Is Rusha's strength higher or lower than this?
So personally, I think it should be higher. Because if we want to roll back the years and when you see me up, as a striker, deadly finisher. However, I've been playing a much deeper position
Yeah,
now.
But we're judging your strength.
Listen, I'm not finished.
Oh.
Well, Because you score a lot more goals than me now, so I'm assuming yours is higher and mine's is lower.
But you spend all your time in the gym and you're like a physical player now.
I'm going to say yeah. But I mean, by judging by that, probably not.
I think it might be lower. I don't know why. I think they're just going to do you dirty and they're just 15. Like 50. Yeah, one. Okay, and the answer is 52.
The choke on the water was great.
If your strength is that bad, you probably shouldn't be allowed on football pitch.
Well, do you know what? Show the people your muscles. Show them that they've got it. Okay, careful. Your Achilles will go.
That's the neck went in.
Okay, so I said that your strength would be lower. So I got that one right. So that's 1-0 to me.
You better not be cheating. You better not be seeing the answer before.
No.
Is that right?
Okay.
No. Okay, go.
No, thanks. Absolutely not. Wouldn't do that to you. Right. Rusha's short pass is 77. Is Lucy's attacking position higher or lower? Attacking position is a bit vague.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay, I think 77 is quite high.
Yeah, but I'm going, if you're a forward, surely.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. But I do
right,
just...
I'm going to say higher. I'm going to say higher for this one.
I'm going to say lower, just because I feel like 77 is quite high.
Yeah.
I mean, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's find out the answer, okay. So the answer is 75.
Ooh.
So technically it was lower.
Oh, yeah.
So I win.
Oh,
the realization. But yeah, like that's just like what in dangerous positions. How do they measure that?
I don't know. Even how they measure it. Whoever designed their faces anyway, were they off their bins when they've done this?
Well, we'll be going to find
obviously
wherever that office is.
Maybe we could get them in here to explain themselves.
Be like, well, let's see how good looking you are then.
Yeah.
Take a seat.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready? Number 3. So it's 2-0 to me. Just putting that in there. Right, Lucy's balance is 59.
Mm-hmm.
Is Rusha's composure higher or lower? Is this composure in life?
If it's composure in life, maybe I'm a wee bit off.
-4.
Off, yeah. If it's composure on the ball, I feel like if there's one thing I'm quite composed
you
on the ball.
You are quite composed on the ball.
But they've not been watching me play, have they?
No.
No, they've not.
But also balance, like...
Yeah.
I've just been... Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
You should be higher than 59.
Yeah.
Stand on one leg.
I hate that.
Yeah,
that's real when you're testing. I'm like, oh, go away.
No, it's when they're like, right, knee up, stand on one leg, and you're like, easy. Look at how athletic I am. And then they go, close your eyes.
Yeah.
And you go,
well, that's stupid. You don't play football with your eyes closed, do you?
So, no, honestly. So my balance is like a trapeze walker.
Okay.
59. Your composure. I'm saying higher. I think you'd be in the 60s or something.
Right,
we'll
say higher. But we don't know who's judging this.
Okay, I'm going to say higher, and so are you, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, and the answer is 60.
That's
so
shocking.
You're 1 point higher, though. So,
yeah.
So 3-1.
3-1.
Damn it, I'm letting you back in the game. 60 for composure. Are you happy with that
no,
or
no? No, it's absolute horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this next one? Rusha's agility. Was unfortunately not high enough to rate. No, James.
Yeah.
Rusha's agility is 63. Is Lucy's vision higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher because I feel like my agility, that's, well, we know whoever's scored this is off their marbles.
Yeah, because how can your composure be worse than...
Yeah, my agility. Well, I know, people call me the cat. They say,
you are, yeah.
Rusha.
And you are taken in as a stray by many people.
That's also true.
My vision.
I'm going to say higher. I'm going with higher.
I mean, I haven't had my eyes tested
in
a while.
64.
Okay, yeah, let's go higher. Okay, we're both going higher. And the answer is 68. So we're both correct.
Nice.
I'll take a 68.
Nice.
Probably the highest stat that I'm going to get.
That's good. I'll take that one. I'll take that one.
All right, so
I
that's...
do think you could be higher. But
thanks.
Look, again.
So that's 4-2.
Okay.
All right. I'm still in the lead.
You're still winning.
Okay, next one. Okay, I'm fuming already.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy's pace is 67.
Oh.
But then I guess I am getting older and slower. Anyway, Lucy's pace is 67. Is Rusha's aggression higher or lower?
I think it'd be funnier if it was actually my pace, because if my pace was higher than you, then you would be...
No, I think I'd retire. That would be the end of Life's a Pitch. I'd never speak to you again.
Right, my aggression, surely my aggression's higher.
Yeah, again, how do they do this? Like, tackles, bookings?
How angry are you on the pitch? Do they just zoom on your face when you're on one?
How often you talk about West Ham?
You're growling at the manager. I don't know.
So are we going to say higher?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a lot of bookings?
Yeah, I've had a few in my day.
You know? Have you had any reds?
Yeah.
For what?
I've had four reds. Yeah.
For what?
I haven't had one in a long time, mind you. My first one was actually very cheap. I think I was playing in Norway at the time, and I got one for a foul and then one
again.
And it was like a high foot or something stupid. And I was like, really, ref?
You can't even lift it. Yeah, exactly.
So that was nonsense. And then I've had a couple for like two yellows and like swearing at the refs and stuff.
Yeah,
sure. Can't get away with that anymore.
No, so, you really can't.
But I've been good. I've been good recently. I'm a lot more disciplined, a lot more mature.
Calm.
Yes.
In touch with your emotions. Zen.
Yeah.
So we're going to say higher for the aggression, right? Say higher. Great. Okay, and the answer is, we're trying to beat 67. Ooh. 78.
So it's higher.
That's pretty high.
It's pretty high, okay.
So, more... Some more therapy sessions for you. Okay, now I'm going to spin this. Aggression is a good thing. Getting stuck in.
Controlled aggression.
Yeah. Especially in the middle of the park. You need that. So that's a good one. 78.
Okay.
Roosh's shooting is 57. Yeah, but listen to this. Is Lucy's defending higher or lower? I'm going to go lower. It's not really... It's not my
that
job.
I agree. I think you can do it if you're asked. But I'm going to say lower.
Okay. Well, you're supposed to be my friend. You're supposed to back me.
I back you in other things.
And also, I prefer that you're honest, to be fair. Yeah, we're going to go lower. I'm going to go about 14 there. Okay, so we're going to go lower.
We'll go lower. I'm going lower.
Okay, we're looking for lower than 57. And the answer is 54. So we're right.
It's close, right? Okay.
So is it 6-4 now?
Yeah, so you've won.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. But that is close.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about your shooting only being 57?
I'm trying not to like get caught up in it because I know they've not been. Do you know what the argument is? I don't score many goals now, so
but when you shoot, they go in.
But I don't. Well, no. Do you know what? Working this season, I'm going to give myself a task of trying to score 5 goals this season.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
To be fair, I think that's realistic now.
Hopefully get like a team in the FA Cup.
Yeah, and you score a hat trick at
least. They like turn up, they're a pub team.
Yeah.
And I just shoot from everywhere. Yeah. Get 5 goals, go home.
Fair enough.
Nailed it.
And then email the people that do the stats. Excuse me.
Hello there, I don't know if you've seen my recent match.
To whom it may concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'm going to do a slight plug.
Okay.
It's not a plug. I'm just going to say the nominees for Championship Player of the Month.
Oh, they've
gone up this morning.
Oh, who was it? Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know.
After
falling, actually, was that in October? No, that was September when I fell on my face and we lost. But anyway, other than that.
Who's in it? I mean, your stats have been good.
Your stats have been good.
So I'm going to see if Slani's got to be in there.
No, she's not in there.
She's not in there. That's really surprising because she's a...
Endow's in there. Charlton.
Nice. I was with Sina Endow at the weekend there, actually.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah, she's a good girl. She's also... Charlton have done very well and she scored one, I think.
Right, okay.
So she's up there. Durham girl. Keeps scoring goals.
Yep.
Lily Crosswaite. Apologies for getting the names wrong. And Rachel Rowe at Southampton.
Okay.
Feel like she's been strong.
What I'll do is I'm just going to watch some of your highlights back. Okay. If you want to forward them on to me.
Yeah, I will.
Just clip them on Huddle, send them my way. I'll watch them, then I'll decide if I'll vote for you or not.
I would appreciate that. Like, obviously, you don't have to vote for me. I know it's very competitive between the two of us. Mm-hmm. But I will send those on to you.
Please do.
And just let me know.
I mean, that would be nice if you got another player of the month.
It would be all right, to be fair.
Everyone get voting for Lucy.
Well, no.
You know what to do.
Not everyone, just...
But everyone.
And that's the end of another episode. Roosh, do your thing.
Everyone, please listen up first. Oh, you got your listening ears on? Good. Like and subscribe and please leave a comment. It means the world, guys.
Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
At
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.